Good morning. This is Agashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. President Draupadi Murmu will address the joint sitting of parliament today. Following the president's address, a motion of thanks will be moved in both houses of parliament, which will be discussed by the members. The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha began last Monday, and the Rajya Sabha session will begin today. The State Election Commission SEC Nagaland has declared polling void at polling station number 4 under Ward 20 of Dimapur Municipal Council. Polling was held on Wednesday in 3 municipalities and 21 town councils across 420 polling stations in 214 wards. In an order, the SEC stated that on the basis of the report submitted by the returning officer, Dimapur Municipal Council, and after taking all material circumstances into account, has scheduled 28 June as the date for re-poll at the polling station number 4 under Ward 20 of Dimapur Municipal Council, with hours of poll from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. An estimated voter turnout of 83.54% was recorded in the ULP elections on Wednesday, held in 3 municipalities and 21 town councils of Nagaland. The State Election Commission, SEC, said ULP polling was peacefully held yesterday, spread across 420 polling stations in 214 wards. The SEC said the polls went smoothly in all polling stations except in one under Dimapur Municipal Council. Adoiza Town Council recorded the highest voter turnout with a poll percentage of 95.47, while Jangdongya Town Council registered the lowest turnout with 67.70%. Meanwhile, Akashwani Kohima correspondent also reported that for ULP election for Mugukchung Municipal Council passed off largely peacefully, barring some few incidents of stone belting and scuffle between supporters. According to PRO Mugukchung police, some persons were detained but were later released after the polling was over. The total voter turnout for Mugukchung stood at 83.67%. The counting of votes will be held on 29 June at the approved counting centres. Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday asserted that the government is firm in its commitment to make India a drug-free nation and is pacing towards achieving this goal with a whole-of-government approach. In a social media post, Shah stated that government has adopted better coordination with bottom-to-top and top-to-bottom approach in the fight against drugs. He said the government is determined to completely eradicate drug addiction under the policy of zero tolerance against drugs. A team of CPI yesterday reached Oasis School in Hazaribagh, Jharkhand, to investigate the neat paper leak case. The CPI SLU interrogated the principal of the school about various aspects related to paper leak. After interrogating, the CPI took the principal with them for further questioning. The principal was city coordinator of schools of Hazaribagh for NEET examination. The CPI team also quizzed officials of SPI Hazaribagh, where question papers were stored. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipirio has conveyed heartfelt condolences to Bhima Khandu, Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh, on the passing away of his beloved mother, Lezang. Rio prayed that the Almighty grant solace to the bereaved family to bear the irreparable loss. A 12-day combined annual training camps conducted by one Nagaland NCC Girls Battalion, Kohima, concluded yesterday at Batkai Christian College. 520 cadets from various districts of Nagaland attended the camp and were trained in various military subjects, weapons, physical training, sports and cultural activities. During the camp, the cadets also received knowledge on various contemporary subjects by experts in respective fields. On the concluding day of the camp, ADG NCC Northeast Region Major General Gagan Deep interacted with the cadets and encouraged them to make good use of the time and the training curriculum being followed by NCC. He applauded the efforts of the Naga Girls Battalion 1 while interacting with associate NCC officers and girl cadet instructors. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.